Lefroig, read and written by Cadiel Krieger, rated NC-17, warnings, RPS. See, the thing about scotch is it fucks him right the hell up. Not in the way anyone might expect, but the end result... No, the end result is pretty damn far from the same, then Misha knows that. So if the 1,001 different spirits on God's good and verdant earth, naturally, Misha has a tall bottle of 10-year Lefroig at his elbow when Jensen slides in next to him. Naturally. Misha, of course, makes a production of pretending he's far more interested in the barkeep's tales of backpacking through the highlands than Jensen. This is, in all honesty, entirely possible. The man works in mysterious ways. It also gives Jensen a chance, albeit a small one, to order something besides scotch. He gets as far as tapping the bar before Misha pours 3 fingers into a rocks glass and slides it the necessary 6 inches, all without sparing him even a sideways glance. It might offend Jensen if it was anyone else, but it's not, and normal rules might as well fuck off to Indochina where Misha Collins is concerned. So he sips and waits. Eventually the bartender realizes that he's got half his clientele stacked 3 deep and grumbling, the collective, passive-aggressive din verging dangerously close to riot. But when he does move away, it's with reluctance, a bevy of promises carried on that fresh, dimpled face that makes Jensen want to punch someone hard. Misha has that effect on people. Not the violence, and what the hell is that about, but the attraction, that nearly instantaneous, seemingly resolute thrall. Misha seduces so completely and effortlessly that sometimes Jensen thinks Loki betted Aphrodite just to see what would happen when they foisted him on the poor, unsuspecting world. He has yet to decide whether they'd be pleased or horrified, but what the fuck ever. Jensen sucks a mouthful of scotch and rolls it over his tongue, savors the smoky, slightly woody taste of it before swallowing. Scotch may make him do things he normally wouldn't. That doesn't mean he enjoys it any less in the moment. "So do I even need to be here?" he asks, clenching his jaw around the question, because even to his own ears it sounds like a petulant teenager. "Green really is your color," Misha answers, his tone riding that razor edge between amusement and indulgence that annoys Jensen every single time. He's not a child. Or maybe he is, because his first impulse is to drop a 10 on the bar and get back in his car. But he's no more immune to Misha's considerable charm than Twinkie, the barback. In the end, he just huffs a laugh and gulps another sweetly burning swig of scotch. They both know better than to think he's going anywhere, especially since he already seems to have found the bottom of his glass. He never has learned the art of slow indulgence. "Can I help it if I'm bored? Whatever can we do about that?" Misha grins wide, all bright teeth and intent, eyes slitted and hungry. Jensen hears, rather than sees, the clink and splash of his glass being refilled because, damn, Misha's just too fucking pretty for anyone's good. It doesn't hurt that there's a low-level buzz already kicking in the base of his skull. It also doesn't hurt that Misha has somehow managed to insinuate a knee between his, and he can feel the warm press of it against his thigh everywhere. Feels pretty fucking awesome, actually, so Jensen smiles back. "Apparently, we are getting me drunk on scotch." "Glad to have you on board," Misha says and pulls a slow draw out of his glass. Cautious, because he's the one who's responsible for getting them home in one piece. It's honestly slightly terrifying. Jensen struggles to find that place, the one where his guilt should be, but either it's buried too deep or doesn't exist. It's not like Misha needs alcohol to lower his inhibitions. Hell, he's not completely sure Misha has them. Fortunately for both of them, Jensen does. Usually he does. He looks at the glass, then eyes Misha. Will you at least promise me I'll wake up inside this time? Ah, yes, patio furniture. All fun and games until someone loses a spleen. It's as close to a promise as he's likely to get, because Misha sighs, his eyes focused far away, lost in a cloud of nostalgia Jensen can't begin to access. For him, the memories keep sliding in and out of frame, a brightly colored kaleidoscope of edges smudged soft and wet. All he can remember for sure is cold wrought iron and dew, Misha's fingers carding lazily through his hair, and the hopelessly grass-stained pair of jeans that went into the trash as soon as he got home. Well, that and the bitch of a hangover. Jensen takes another drink anyway, mostly because he needs a night away from himself, but also because he wants to know what he missed. And Scotch opens doors he'd usually leave closed. Hell, when it comes right down to it, he's still kicking himself for the last time. That's why he steadfastly refuses to imbibe past that six-finger point of no return. Promise or no, he trusts Misha to see him through to the end of the night in one piece, if not complete comfort. More than he can say for most people. Still, to have had Misha, really had him, without even the glimmer of a gleam of recollection. It fucking sucks. So yeah, the plan is to lower the gates, instead of blowing away the entire wall. The Scotch glow warming his gut seems to be spreading, though, and as he tosses back the last stinging swallow, he can feel it working its wicked magic, easing the tension, sending sweet singing signals to all the right places. It makes him edge closer and lean, dig his fingers into the swell of Misha's thigh, tongue gone swollen and slightly numb between his teeth when he asks, "Are you enjoying yourself?" "Always," Misha says, bemused, then tips forward on his stool, licks his lips, and presses them to the shell of Jensen's ear, eyelashes swept once, twice, three times against Jensen's cheek. "Are you?" In the morning, Jensen will probably, no, definitely, explain it away with a shrug, but for now, Misha's too close and too warm and too Misha for Jensen to do much of anything but bite his lip and tangle his fingers up in the front of Misha's shirt. And he doesn't give a shit who's there, who might be watching, who might recognize them. "I guess that depends," he says, and shifts closer. Both palms press to Misha's thighs again to keep his balance, because his head's swimming and all of his blood's up and marched elsewhere. It doesn't help his focus any to have Misha so close. The scent of his sweat and aftershave a heady undercurrent to the Scotch on his breath. On whether you're going to let me take you home. Jensen smiles and breathes deep, drags his teeth against the soft, sweet patch of skin where neck slopes to shoulder. "Whether or not you're planning to let me fuck you." Jensen feels Misha's hand sneak around the back of his neck, fingertips and blunt nails sharp against his skin, Misha's lips and tongue and breath hot on his earlobe, making his heart beat hard against his ribcage, then fly up into his throat. Jesus, fuck, he wishes he could remember, because fuck. And he wants to blame the Scotch, but isn't sure he can. It's just Misha filling up his senses, turning him into little more than a muddled, aching mess of flesh and nerve endings, owning him with deceivingly delicate touches that scream, "Mine, mine, mine," in Jensen's bones. The moment stretches like saltwater taffy, endlessly sticky and sweet, His jaw ratcheted shut with waiting, hoping, aching for an answer, and he'll beg if he has to, because all that's keeping him still and silent now is a single measure of restraint and half a measure of fear. Dread that maybe he overstepped his bounds. He can't fucking remember where the fences are anyway. Wouldn't care if he could, because his blood's a deafening roar in his ears. Misha's muscles twitching, straining under his hands. The please slips out before he can bite it back, because he wants. Misha, he breathes, throat cut rough around the name. Says it again, because it feels so goddamn good on his tongue. Misha. Then his tongue has better fucking things to do, because Misha's lips are in urgent press against his, taking back his name and stealing breath Jensen never thought to give. It smolders slow, Misha taking his time to map the subtle peaks and valleys, and Jensen catches himself moaning into it, grasping and so eager. He should be embarrassed. The fingers laid against his neck grip tighter, holding him in place, and Jensen wants nothing more than to oblige, to keep savoring the slick slide of Misha's tongue. It's pure possession and complete presumption in every inch, Misha. But Jensen needs. So when Misha pulls back 5 seconds or a lifetime later, his fingers, his striped, searing slide that leaves shivers in their wake, Jensen feels wrung out and dumb, greedy, because it's not enough. And Misha's breath still washes warm and wet against his skin. A pleasant fog that intoxicates him, maybe more than the scotch. In the distance, he hears someone mutter, "Get a room," and thinks it might be the best damn idea he's ever heard. There's a host of unreadable emotions skittering aimlessly across Misha's face, but Jensen's either too drunk or stupid to unravel them. Instead, he lurches to his feet and fights to keep from falling. His limbs awkward, leaden, groping things that make him feel even clumsier. Then Misha beams up at him, and Jensen swears he might go blind. With the glittering, open brightness of it, the spark of unguarded yearning tucked behind the blue, arcing sparks under his skin, until he has to grab the brass rail at the bar to keep from surging forward and just taking. He manages to grit out, "Let's go." But it's a close thing. His voice feels like it's sunk 5 leagues in his chest, and Jensen thinks it may take an archaeological expedition to find it once the night's over. Then, he isn't thinking anything at all, because Misha's kicking up off his stool, angling too close but not close enough. The 10 seconds it takes him to cap the bottle of scotch and wrap his hand around the neck might be the longest Jensen's ever lived. "If you insist," is what Misha says, like he couldn't care one way or the other, but Jensen knows better, can hear his own honed, jangling need, muted but echoed. Then that's just about enough bullshit for one night. He turns a tight, wobbling circle on his heel and slams his way through the door and out into the night, trusting that Misha will follow. He does. Footsteps falling in time easily, but the buckled pavement mocks Jensen with jagged, craggy cracks he has to take a second to maneuver around to risk falling. After he sidesteps the third one with a stumble, he hears Misha chuckle behind him, and that is it. Jensen's head spins when he does, his hands flying out to find Misha's shirt, drag him flush and tight, the hard planes of his chest push a rush of air from Jensen's lungs. When he shoves Misha up against the wall, following after, mortar and moss crumble under his fingertips as he hems Misha in, a long line of throat, flashed white in the dull streetlight, begging for bruises, and Jensen can't fucking breathe. "Is this what you're after?" he asks, his words little more than a rough strand of raw silk drawn taut and vibrating against the bony sweep of Misha's jaw, lips laying down meandering spit-shined whirls and loops, as he mouths skin and sweat and stubble. He hums and slants his nose against Misha's cheek, eyelids sandpapered nearly shut, and he's shaking, no fucking joke, trembling, leaf-like against the firm curves of Misha's body, his breath coming in stuttered gasps. This is what Misha does to him every time. Winds him up until he feels like his head's going to explode. Scotch be damned. All the scotch does is lubricate the workings, turns them from generally amused exasperation into something else. What makes you think I'm after anything specific? The words waver only slightly because Misha's good, damn good at controlling himself. That is, until he's not. Jensen's only seen it happen once, and certainly not in this context, but when Misha loses it, it's a thing of beauty. Almost on instinct, his lips find Misha's again, and it's less a slow, simmering exploration than a wild, crush and tangle. Jensen tastes blood on his tongue when he angles wrong and smiles. Misha just rolls with it, just like he does everything, and it's fucking frustrating, because right now Jensen needs nothing more than to know he's not the only one going slowly and quietly insane. Even lost in his fog of liquor and lust, he knows the time has come for drastic measures. So he steps back and flattens a hand against Misha's chest, fingers splayed wide to keep him still. Misha tilts his head, one brow arched high, lips swollen pink and pursed in invitation, eyes hooded by shadows, calculating, trying to work out how to turn this to his advantage. Jensen watches him lick his lips and draw a breath to speak. Are we going to... Whatever the hell Misha was going to say dies with a strangled gasp when Jensen presses the heel of his hand into Misha's groin, cups his palm against the swelling bulge and smiles. Is this it, Misha? He fumbles the button and zipper open one-handed, fingers questing and insistent until they push past and close around the hot length of Misha's cock. Misha rewards him with a thready, guttural sound and sigh, a fevered stutter of eyelids. Then he arches into it, hips canted and lips parted, hands fluttering like birds along the wall, until all 10 of his fingers settle in a vise around Jensen's shoulders, pulling him closer. Jensen can't, won't, doesn't want to resist, because really, it would be perfectly fucking fine with him if he was buried hip-deep inside Misha right now. So yeah, closer works, it just does. Misha's teeth find the side of his neck when he goes. The drag and graze punctuated with soft, ghosting exclamations of, oh, and fuck, Jensen. When he changes the angle of his pull, cinches just a little tighter and twists, has to close his eyes, grit his teeth because he feels his dick twitch at the simple sound of his name on Misha's lips. He just needs. And Misha's not saying no, so he shuffles sideways half a step, fits himself into the bend of Misha's hip and rocks. Fuck. Jensen looks, even though he knows he shouldn't, knows that whatever threads of control he's managed to wind haphazardly together will snap. But he can't help himself. Just fuck. Because Misha's gone, head lolling loose, cheeks flushed, lower lip tugged between his teeth, perfectly debauched and unapologetic. It's too damn pretty, and they're too damn clothed for all the shit he wants to do to Misha right now, so Jensen disentangles and drags Misha in the general direction of his car. When he stumbles again, 2 steps from sliding the key home, Misha doesn't laugh, just presses the long, hot line of his body against Jensen's back, urges him on, nudges him forward until he's pinned. Misha's hands blur past him to settle on the roof, his lips moving slow and focused against the nape of Jensen's neck. If I die tonight, Jen, I promise you it won't be of anything so pedestrian as a car accident. You're in no condition to drive. Jensen hisses, then lets his head fall forward, cheek thudding against cool, misted metal. Because Misha's there, firm in flesh against his back, cock riding the crease of his ass with long, leisurely thrusts. Even through more layers of fabric than he cares to think about, Jensen can feel it tightening his throat, his chest, all his attention centered on that aching rhythm. It's too fucking much. He feels lit up like a live wire at Misha's mercy, tense and loose at the same time, and all he wants to do is get somewhere he won't feel quite so exposed when he falls apart. He's near enough there now. Fuck. Misha, can we what, Jensen? Misha asks. Licks a wet path behind his ear that jitters his heart into a skipping, frantic tempo. It's the quiet sound that starts an avalanche, and Jensen feels something snap into place, open up and bloom through his ribs like wildfire. Go. I want you so fucking much. Can we please just go? I need you. Jensen babbles himself out. Feels heat creep into the tips of his ears because he's not sure what else he needs but Misha naked and all the fuck over him right the fuck now. A blast of cool air rushes down Jensen's spine as Misha steps back and says, "Now was that so hard?" Then pushes Jensen into a staggering gait around the nose of the car. Jensen fumbles numbly at the passenger door, only able to gather enough focus to open it once the engine purrs to life. It feels like victory when he falls into a graceless slump in the seat, which strikes him as a little pathetic if he thinks about it too much. So he doesn't. It also feels surreal because there's a sudden welling something clutching in his chest when he looks across at Misha. The wide grin spread all over his face, the riotous tousle of his hair, the completely fucking blissed out sprawl of him behind the wheel of Jensen's car. It fits, it just does, and he's not even in the neighborhood of a place to explore that particular jungle of crazy, so he reels himself in, clings instead to the fact that they are finally on their way to a place where he won't end up staring at himself in a tabloid some morning a week from now. His stomach lurches when Misha steps on the gas to get them moving, and he closes his eyes to block out the lights flying at him through the windshield way too fast. The mostly gentle motion of the car starts to lull him, lets him slip into a middling state of consciousness that dulls the fine edge of need just enough for him to enjoy it a little. Because he loves this. The rush of newness and the vibrating thrum that twists him all inside out. Maybe he's just out of practice at working hard to get what he wants, but Jesus, it's gonna be fucking worth it. When Misha's hand wraps around his thigh like iron and squeezes, Jensen's eyes snap open to a mischievous grin. Then Misha's hand isn't wrapped around his thigh anymore, and he feels oddly akin to a overheated tea kettle whistling, wheezing, gurgling uncontrollably because those long, elegant fingers are snaking beneath his boxers, and fuck. He knows he should be more concerned about not dying in a flaming inferno, but there's a slightly calloused thumb sweeping over the head of his cock, and Misha's gripping him rough but gentle. And it's so fucking good that his vision starts to wide out around the edges. So he just goes with it, not rushing headlong, just tending the fire. They have plenty of time for headlong, and Jensen is sure as fuck not going to spill in his shorts the first time. He has other plans. But then Misha scrapes a nail along the sensitive vein on the underside of his dick, and his hips jerk with a mind of their own, his hands spread wide on the back of Misha's headrest, and fuck, Misha, he breathes, sinks his teeth into the fleshy part of his lower lip, just to give his body something else to feel. Unless you want to pull over right fucking now and do this in some dirty alley, I wouldn't. Misha sighs and rolls his eyes like he's just incredibly inconvenienced by the whole concept of waiting. But he also has the good grace not to remark on the choked-off whimper that rattles out of Jensen's chest when he tucks his hand free. Otherwise, he looks completely unruffled, and it's screwing with Jensen's head a little, considering the thrashed state of affairs behind his uneasy smile. His skin is one giant nerve ending, and everything Misha does just plucks it harder, and in progressively more startling ways. Jensen's about to turn and tell Misha to fuck it and pull over anyway when Misha flashes him another one of those gut-clenching, hungry grins and says, "We're here." This time, Jensen finds the door handle like it was already in his hand, which it was, but whatever, small triumphs. And honestly, he doesn't remember covering the 20 feet of sidewalk and climbing the stoop, or whether he ran or skipped or turned fucking cartwheels. All he does know is that he beat Misha there by a good 6 feet, and given the amount of scotch he's downed, it's fairly likely he just discovered the key to unlocking his secret superpower. When he catches up, Misha fishes in his pockets for his own keys, patting and humming absent-mindedly until Jensen curses and takes over, fingers unfurled and groping through sticks of gum against his cell phone and down to the tight lump of metal threaded through with a ring. "Oh, there they are," Misha says, then starts peeling each key back, inspecting it as if it's a lost fucking fragment of the Dead Sea Scrolls and Jesus fucking Christ on a fucking pogo stick. The door creaks when Jensen slams Misha against it, frame whining at the sudden weight. But he's just done. He rips the ring from Misha's grip and flips through the keys quickly, finding a grand total of 2 that could possibly be a house key. The first slides in after the 3rd try, but the tumblers don't fall. Fuck. The 2nd only takes a single shot, and when he turns it, the door swings open behind Misha's back. Finally. Jensen crowds Misha across the threshold and kicks the door closed behind him. One of the pictures in the living room clatters against the wall, then falls in a shower of glass. Then the tables turn on him again because Misha's on him in a rush, a flurry of limbs and lips and fingers grappling deftly with buttons and zippers and excavating his skin by inches. Fuck yeah. And when his brain finally gets with the program, he's scrabbling too, arms caught in a tangle of fabric, but he doesn't care. The neurons or whatever spark slow, but seem to be firing well enough that he knows to toe out of his shoes and kick them away, shrug out of the jacket and button down dangling from his wrists. He can't help the twitch and full body shudder when Misha's skin grazes against his. Hot hands sliding over the curve of his ass, pushing his boxers down into the puddle at his feet. For half a second, Jensen feels ridiculous, standing buck-ass naked on the 4x4 square of tile that passes for a foyer. But then Misha's walking, no fucking strutting, down the hall, peeling layers off as he goes. Fuck yeah. The trail ends in a shaft of yellow light, a door ajar in Misha's skin, all of it. Every subtle sweep of muscle and tendon, that sweet spot of meat where thigh becomes ass, and it's fucking gorgeous. Misha tosses a look back over his shoulder that's half coy, half fucking porn star, and Jensen loses it, blacks out. That's all she wrote. And when Jensen comes around, he's got a warm, squirming length of muscle stretched between him and the bed. Misha fucking purring and panting his name every time he licks that one certain spot. Fuck, Misha. You're so pretty like this, just aching for it, aren't you? You've been aching for it since you called. Jensen flushes scarlet and reaches blindly, fingers closing around the curved length of Misha's cock, reveling in the tight arch of his back and the barely choked back groans he pulls free when he squeezes and strokes. To have someone so indomitable at your mercy, it's like the highest high in the world. It makes him brave and brazen and fuck needy as hell. And he grabs for the lube on the nightstand like a lifeline, the only thing anchoring him to sanity, because this is so far past crazy he can't even see the border, because he doesn't do this ever. But then he doesn't usually have Misha spread in a wanton spill against the sheets just waiting for it. So yeah, he can work with this. You want me to fuck you, don't you? Want me to take you? Misha makes another unintelligible noise. Jensen takes for either agreement or encouragement. So he slicks his fingers in a rush and tilts forward, one arm braced beside Misha's head, sharing air in slipshod gasps. His other threaded between their bodies and searching until he finds the spot. He's gone too far to do anything but attempt gentle when he slides two fingers home, stretching and searching. Misha nearly cracks their heads together when he bends and twists up from the bed, breathes his name in a long, drawn-out whine. Jensen! Jen! Please, just... Frantic now, fevered and lust-blown, rolls the condom down in a practice slide, junky jitters dancing up his spine when he coats his cock. Hooks an arm under Misha's knee and presses against that tight ring of muscle. Misha's eyes go saucer wide for a second and Jensen breathes, because he's going to fucking remember it this time. It takes every bit of his restraint not to push too hard and too quick, but he does, barely. Then Misha's heel digs into his back, sharp and urgent, tugging him closer, faster, his hands clutching claws in the fine sheen of sweat that sprung up. Fuck yeah. When he's seated all the way in and it's so hot and snug, Jensen has to pause and suck a breath. So much better than he imagined. But Misha's demanding and impatient even now, curling his knees back against his chest, and Jesus, Jensen's not going to last. Then Misha breathes his name again, voice tight and tattered. Jensen, not going to break me. Move. And that's all he needs. To let go. Misha meets him each time, a slick slapping cadence of sweat and skin and heat, and in the end he can't control his mouth, the words that tumble over each other in a wash. Misha, Jesus fucking, so fucking good, so perfect, so fuck. Misha looks up through his lashes, pins him down, and that's when Jensen realizes he's not the one in control of this situation, not by a long shot. Especially not when Misha turns loose one knee to take himself in hand with quick, almost violent tugs that Jensen can't help but watch. A couple dozen stripping strokes later, and Misha's tripping over the edge in a clench and crush that locks down around Jensen until he can barely breathe. Sparks flying in front of his eyes on furious fucking missions, and they settle in the base of his spine, sizzling out through his veins, two more aching, teeth-grinding thrusts, and he's gone. Blizzard blink and sputtered out like a guttering candle. The last coherent thought that trips through the wild electrical storm in his brain before he slumps against Misha in a unconscious sprawl is Scotch fucking rocks.